Today is Tuesday, May 31st, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I don't even know what day we are. I feel like we're day five, maybe? Five, six, seven? Yeah, like five of the cruise, and we are in Sitka. But to go backwards a little bit, so I talked all about Seattle. I talked all about our first day on the ship and second. We had a sea day. We saw a juggler and a comedian. The comedian, actually, he only did like 20 minutes. But he has an adults-only late night version. I think it's tonight. I want to say it's tonight, but I could be wrong about that. We left Friday, Saturday. Sunday was our first stop, and that was Juneau. And we got up. We do the trivia every morning at 10 a.m., the morning trivia. And so we got up and did the morning trivia, and then we were ready for our excursion into Juneau. We ate lunch at the buffet. And buffet, you know, it's kind of a standard buffet fare. It's fine. It's good. It's depending on what you pick, it's good food. You know, there are good choices and bad choices, as with anything in life. And I've done pretty good on my choices. The carved meats seem to be a win. And also, I liked the mashed potatoes for whatever reason. I don't know. I'm a big fan of mashed potatoes. So, and they're hard to screw up, I feel like. You know, even if they're kind of bland, just add a little salt, you know, you're good to go. So in Juneau, we didn't do a tour. We got on a bus and we walked around. Maybe I talked about this. We went to the glacier. And I took a bunch of photos. Man, my lenses are so heavy. My lenses are super heavy for this camera. I mean, I really want to get into the hobby of photography, and I want to be good at it. I want to put out some good photos and stuff. The problem is I'm a little bit lazy. Lazy is a bad choice of words. I don't know. I like to start things and not finish them. Really, with photography, you have to really devote yourself to, okay, selecting the right shot, taking hundreds of photos. You may only get one or two photos out of hundreds of photos that are actually good. And you have to carry around all this heavy crap because you need tripods and you need, you know, telephoto lenses if you're doing like zoom lenses and stuff, if you're doing wildlife or things where you're not going to be able to get up close to it. And anyway, so you have to do a lot. You have to do a lot, and you have to pay money. And you can, of course, you can do photography on any camera. You can do, they've, you know, shown that you can make movies, feature length films on an iPhone. So you can do it on your phone, but I really want to be able to take, you know, photos that are not necessarily don't do well on, you know, a phone. So we did that. We watched a movie I didn't talk about. We watched a movie about glaciers and stuff. That was interesting. And then in the evening, we had Main Dining Hall. And I haven't talked about this at length. I think I have mentioned it. But Daniel and Zach, they both had a bad experience. Now, the wait time was really bad. The wait time was really bad in the Main Dining Hall. And he did ask us, do you have any shows or anything that would mean that you're in a hurry, you know? And we didn't have a show. We didn't really think there was a trivia or something we wanted to go to, but we didn't really have anything, you know, with the reservation. And so we said no. And I think that was a mistake. We should have said, yes, we have a hard out at, you know, 9 p.m. You know, we need to get everything done, you know, snap, snap, snap. Because the appetizer took an hour to come out, you know, and then it just got worse from there. Not worse, but I mean, we were there for 2 hours. Daniel and Zach did not enjoy any of their food. I enjoyed my food, but it was not great. So they don't want to go back to the main dining hall. All right. So I think it was a Journey cover band, which I talked about. So then the next day was actually yesterday. So man, I'm going to get this done quickly. So the next day was, I want to say Sacagawea, but that's not right. It was, dang it. It's not Sitka because that's today. It's Skagway. So yesterday was Skagway. We got up and did the trivia as we do in the mornings at 10 a.m. And so that was about all. We ate the buffet again for lunch. And that has been a good option for quick, because you can just kind of, you know, roam around and graze and, you know, do whatever you want to do or eat whatever you want to eat. They do keep moving everything around, which I don't know if that's so you get extra exercise, but like there are, I don't know, 5 or 6 different stations, maybe more than that, maybe 8 stations. I don't know. And, you know, they'll have an international station, and they'll have like an American comfort food station, and they'll have a salad station and a bread station and a dessert station. But the thing is, they keep moving them around. So you have to walk the entire, you know, the entire buffet so that you know what they have before you make your decision. So, you know, you've got to walk around, look at everything, see what looks good. But I made pretty good choices because I did the carving station and that turned out to be a good choice. So our excursion, we did have an excursion yesterday, and it was a demonstration of the Iditarod type dog racing or dog sled racing, but there was also, puppies. I just want to say, I mean, I own a dog. Okay, so I have a dog, Sydney, that I've talked about before. I don't really understand the draw of puppies. Like, oh my God, puppies. Oh, I want to see puppies. Like, I mean, it's fine. Like, I don't judge people for wanting to see puppies, but I was thinking, these are just dogs. Like, I have a dog, you know. Lots of people have dogs. Their dogs. I mean, it was interesting to me, and I would have chosen it just because you learn about how they do the Iditarod racing. You learn about, you know, how what they pack and what equipment they use and how much the dogs. So you learn a lot, and I like to learn little tidbits of trivia about places that I'm going. So that was interesting, and I the dogs are cute, but they shed a lot. These huskies, they shed a lot. They did give us some information, and Mark asked me about this. These are not Siberian huskies. These are Alaskan huskies. And so the Siberian husky that's got gray and white that you see, they don't really use those for the Iditarod racing, unless I'm wrong. But I believe that's what she said. And then, so we do that. And then our tour guide was less than stellar, I would say. I mean, he was making, you know, he was fine. He was trying hard. But bless his heart. We go into this room, and he's, you know, teaching us about the gold rush, because it was dog racing and then gold panning, you know, information about the gold rush and all that was kind of all interspersed into the same tour. And I think the information was interesting, but it was a lot of standing and it was hot outside. So, you know, I found it interesting. He was a little, his jokes weren't very funny, and he wasn't very organized, I found. But all in all, you know, I learned a few things. And then we did gold panning. So actually, the guy who did the gold panning demonstration, he was funny. I mean, he was telling dad jokes, like, you know. But I like dad jokes, so I was okay with that. Anyway, so then we got to do gold panning. It looks so easy, first of all, I want to say. The guy says, okay, you put some water in, you shake it, you know, dump it. You dump some of the, you want to get the lighter rocks and sand off the top. You do that a few times. You swizzle it around. And then voila, your gold appears. You know, because gold is heavier than all the rest of the stuff. So it sinks to the bottom. It is not that easy, ladies and gentlemen. I just want to tell you, I did get some gold, but I finally had to have the guy come over and help me. And I got $15 worth of gold, 1.3 grams, I believe. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.